Blog Talk Radio.
Hey everybody, and welcome to Jesus is Hot magazine. We normally have our intro to the magazine and then we have praise and worship. Due to technical difficulties that we have been experiencing over here on our end of the magazine, I am unable to produce the intro and the praise and worship. So I apologize in advance because that is a very, very intricate and very special part of what we do here at Jesus is Hot magazine, is the praise and the worship. Coming before God, He has put a demand on our entrance into His gates with thanksgiving and into His courts with praise. So I apologize for the technical side of that not being available to us today, but on the live side, it's very, very possible. So let's come before the Lord together, beginning in prayer. Father, we thank You for this time. We thank You, Lord God, that we have endured the obstacles that have come to hinder Your people from receiving Your word today. I thank You that we are victorious in this and in all things. I thank You, Lord God, that Your word says that there is nothing too hard for You, that there is nothing impossible with You. And I thank You, Lord God, for once again proving Your word to be true. There is nothing impossible with You or with You involved. I thank You, Lord God, that Your word also says, and we hold it truth, that as two or three gather in Your name, that here You are in the midst. We thank You, Lord God, for Your presence. We thank You for Your company. We thank You, Lord God, for keeping us as we slept. We thank You, Lord God, for allowing us to see a brand new day filled with brand new grace, filled with brand new mercy. Lord God, we ask for the wisdom provided by Holy Spirit to operate in all the ways that You have called us to operate and to function this day that You have given that we have never seen before. We thank You, Lord God, in the mighty and precious name of Jesus, for a hedge of protection surrounding us like a shield, that we are hidden under Your shadow, under the shadow of the Almighty, where there is protection. We thank You, Lord God, that we have on the full armor of God, that we may stand today throughout our diverse trials and tribulations of sorts, Lord God, that we come into contact and get to know our authority in You, Lord God, the things that You have engrafted on the inside of us as those who are Your righteousness. For those that have asked Jesus Christ into our hearts as Lord and Savior, for those that have received the fact and the truth that He is Lord and Savior of our lives. He did die on the cross of Calvary for our sins, and He was raised up on the third day, Lord God, in victory. And He is seated at the right hand of the Father right now, continuously in intercession for us. And because You've called us to be like Him, we thank You, Lord God, that we too will be in constant intercession, just like Jesus, for ourselves, for others, for our communities, for matters and issues that concern this lost and dying world, and that we bring forth the gospel of Jesus Christ through our mouths, Lord God, through our lives, through our characters, in the ways that we interact one with another. We thank You, Lord God, just for Your presence, for who You are in our lives, Lord God, and who You are allowing us to see You are. We thank You in the mighty and precious name of Jesus. Thank You for Your message through Your messenger, Lord God. Hide me that You be revealed, that Your word be revealed, and it penetrate, Lord God, every heart that it comes into contact with. I thank you, Lord God, that blinded eyes would be opened, that hearts would be renewed, Lord God, and filled with the gospel of Jesus Christ, filled with the word of God from Genesis to Revelation, Lord God, the whole word, and not just a little, not just a portion of the word in our lives, but I thank you for the desire, the hunger, and the thirst for the whole word of God in our lives, all 66 books, in the mighty and precious name of Jesus. I thank you for using those tools, Lord God, to equip us in relationship with you, that we may be equipped to deal with relations here on the earth with others. We thank you, Lord God. And as you can hear, my granddaughter, your daughter, Lord God, Nailani, agrees with us. We thank you in advance. It is because of your grace, your love, and your mercy that our sins are hidden in the sea of forgetfulness, never to be remembered again. Those of us who have asked Jesus Christ into our hearts as Lord and Savior, for those of us who haven't, I pray, Lord God, that your word penetrate deeply on the inside of each spirit present that does not know you, that they would come to know you, and that they would make the quality decision to have a relationship with you through the blood that was shed on the cross of Calvary through your Son, Jesus Christ, is making him Lord and Savior of and over their lives as well. We pray and we ask you for these things and make these confessions right now in agreement in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. 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 Yes, worship him, Nailani. Hallelujah. Well, I want to welcome you again to Jesus is Hot magazine, where we are rooted and grounded in the things of God, where we are constantly seeking his face to learn of his ways as we come together. I know there has been a brief interruption in our interactions, and I do apologize as life has happened and some distractions have come. But I praise God that we're back on the air this morning, and that we are back at his word and the things of him. So today I want to talk to you from the title, What Do You Answer To? And I really want you to think about what you answer to as the meat of this message is revealed. I would like for you to prepare your Bibles, your notepads. If you are not able to produce a Bible before you, if you do not have a Bible on your mobile device that you may be using, you can go to www.BibleGateway.com. That's BibleGateway.com. And as you go, if that's your source of the Bible, the Word of God this morning, I would like for you to join me in the version entitled The Voice. The version I am using today is The Voice. The Voice. And the first place we're going to meet is in Genesis 1, verse 26. And the second place we're going to meet is Genesis 2, verses 19 through 20. Once again, the first place we're going to meet is Genesis 1, verse 26. And the second is Genesis chapter 2, verses 19 through 20. And there are a couple of words I want you to jot down really quickly as we're going to define some things. The first word I'd like for you to jot down in your notes is authority. Authority. And I'm going to define authority for you, and I would like for you to write the definition down or type it or however you're taking your notes. Authority. Authority is the power to determine, settle issues or disputes. I'm going to go over that again. Authority. The power to determine, settle issues or disputes. It's jurisdiction. It's the right to control, command, or determine. I'm going to go over that all one more time. The power to determine, settle issues, or disputes. Authority is jurisdiction. The right to control, command, or determine. That's authority. Two more words I would like for you to jot down, and we're not going to necessarily define them right now. You ready? Those words are might, M-I-G-H-T, might, and life, L-I-F-E. All right. Now I would like to meet you in Genesis chapter 1, starting at verse 26. We're going to read Genesis 1, 26. And remember, the version I'm reading out of is the Voice. If that's not your version, just follow along in the version that you have the best you can. Now let us conceive a new creation, humanity, made in our image, fashioned according to our likeness, and let us grant them authority over all the earth, the fish in the sea, and the birds in the sky, the domesticated animals, and the small creeping creatures on the earth. You may say, what's meant by us? What's meant by let us? Well, this is God speaking. And God is an infinite being. He is an infinite spirit. He's capable of anything. He's capable of everything. And because of that, he is three and one person. He is God the Father. He is God the Son, or Jesus. He is God the Holy Spirit, or simply Holy Spirit. So he is God. He is Jesus. He is Holy Spirit. He's all of those in one. And he has many names, and in one of our broadcasts we'll have to go over those names so that you're aware of the names and the definition of those names. Okay, so that's the us that we hear in this passage or verse of Scripture. I'm going to read it again. Now let us conceive a new creation, humanity, made in our image, fashioned according to our likeness, and let us grant them authority. Let us grant them the power to determine, settle issues or disputes. Let us grant them jurisdiction, the right to control, command, or determine over all the earth, the fish in the sea, and the birds in the sky, the domesticated animals, and the small creeping creatures on the earth. Hallelujah. So we've been given authority. We are humanity. And we therefore are made in the image of God, the image of Jesus, the image of Holy Spirit, fashioned according to their likeness. And we are granted authority over all the earth, including the fish in the sea and the birds in the sky and the domesticated animals and the small creeping creatures. We have authority over all the earth, the power to determine, to settle issues or disputes. We have jurisdiction, the right to control, command, or determine on this earth, as long as we have asked Jesus Christ into our hearts as Savior and Lord of our lives. And you say, how can you say that when that's the beginning of the Bible? So what do you mean? Well, if you are not a new visitor to this ministry, you are aware of what else has happened further in Genesis. This authority was lost because of disobedience. So because this particular authority was lost through disobedience, it had to be regained through obedience. And the obedience of Christ Jesus on Calvary, on the cross of Calvary, allowing his blood to be shed, dying, and rising on the third day in his rising from the dead. We are now risen from the dead if we have received him as Lord and Savior of our lives. So now, once again, the authority that was spoken in the beginning in Genesis by God has been given back to us as we are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. So this, once again, belongs to us. This passage of Scripture, Genesis 1, verse 26, now, once again, is talking about us. Amen? Because we are born again. So we have received of this authority spoken in this verse. We have received of it. It is ours. Our next Scripture, Genesis 2, verses 19 through 20. And once again, I'm reading from the Voice translation of the Bible, okay? And it reads, "So out of the same ground the man was made from, the eternal God sculpted every sort of animal and every kind of bird that flies up in the sky. Then he brought them to the man and gave him the authority, the power to determine, settle issues or disputes, the jurisdiction, the right to control, command, or determine to name each creature as he saw fit. Whatever he decided to call it, that became its name. Thus the man chose names for domesticated animals, birds, and wild beasts. But none of these creatures was a right and proper partner for Adam." And that's a story of a different day for a different message. But the meat of this talks about the authority that God gave Adam to name the animals that were created. Why is that relevant? Let's find out. Once again, the title of this message is, "What Do You Answer To?" From birth, there is a name given to us, an identifier. When this name is called, depending on the direction of the voice, we become attentive to the speaker in front of us, to the side of us. From whatever it is, the voice gets our attention, and the name we have been identified with gets immediate attention, causing an immediate response. It's something that sticks with us. identifies us to others as their name identifies to us what they have been named. We grow up most of the time believing that our name is who we are. Who we are is only identified one place. Only one person developed us in image and by design. He knows our being and our beginning through our end. The accuracy of the timeline of these things gets its identity according to how we choose to live our lives. So, how do we know that God, who is spoken of here, is the only one who knows the purpose and plan for and of our lives? How do we know that? I'm glad you asked. We know that because it is in His Word. And if you would join me as I'm going there myself right now, in Jeremiah, and meet me at verse 29. Excuse me, meet me in chapter 29 at verse 11. Jeremiah 29, 11. That's Jeremiah 29:11. I try to give everyone an opportunity to meet up at the same time. And it reads in the version, The Voice, "For I know the plans I have for you, says the Eternal, plans for peace, not evil, to give you a future and a hope." Never forget that. That's the Voice version. I'm going to read it again. "For I know," God knows, "for I know the plans I have for you, says the Eternal, plans for peace, not evil, to give you a future and hope." Never forget that. So back to the subject, the name. What do you answer to? The name you are first acquainted with, what is it? That name for me is Jacqueline. My name from birth is Jacqueline. This name has been an identifier, but has also been broken down to a simpler version. Nevertheless, it's still the same name. My preference most times is Jackie, but my full identifier is still Jacqueline. When I prepare a document, it's Jacqueline. When I sign a document, it's Jacqueline. When I receive seed from my assignment, it goes into an account that says Jacqueline, not Jackie. Growing up, many other names were sown into me that didn't belong to me, but I received them in the spirit of my mind. They became repetitious lies that taunted me in the presence of mean-spirited people housing the spirit of a bully. God never called me by these names. But back then, I didn't know what He called me, so these names became a part of who I believed I was. Names like ugly, skinny, unpopular, unattractive, bucktooth beaver, pimple face. Just really mean names and identifiers given by spirits of intimidation under the rulership of the devil, who comes to steal, kill, and destroy, But thank God Jesus came that we might have life and that of life more abundantly. And I want to stop there for a moment, and I would like to go to Ephesians 6. That's Ephesians chapter 6, beginning at verse 10. Ephesians chapter 6, and verse 10. Having issues with the version that I'm using on a particular device that I'm using right now, so bear with me a moment, because I identified for you mean spirits, bully spirits, when people tease you and call you by a name God has not called you, called you by a name you were not created to have. These are spirits of a bully. So, okay, in Ephesians 6, we're instead going to go to verse 11. We're going to start there. And this time I'm reading to you from, bear with me a moment, please. I'm reading to you from the New King James Version. Ephesians 6, beginning at verse 11. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood. This is in verse 12. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in heavenly places. So it's not that person that's calling out those names that you concern yourself with. It's the spirits, the evil spirits behind or living in that person. They are principalities, they are powers, they are rulers of the darkness of this age, of this world. They are of the devil, who comes to steal, who comes to kill, and who comes to destroy. But Jesus came that we might have life, and that of life more abundantly. And there are two key words here, might and life, in our closing that I want to discuss with you. Jesus came that we might choose him as Savior and Lord, and therefore have life. So might is there to let us know that we must choose the life in abundance that he came to give us. We have to choose it. We have to make a choice. And today, in the closing of our broadcast, I'm opening up the doors of opportunity, the windows of opportunity for you to make that choice, to make Jesus the Lord and Savior of your life. If you would like to do that today, if you would like for these words to make faith in you, because that's what they're designed for. The Word of God is designed to make faith, not to make sense. And we'll have to get into that at a different time as well. But these words were created to make faith. God spoke in faith when he created this world. And as he spoke, he saw, because his faith moved what he saw in his vision to become a reality before his eyes in the natural. So right now you can do the same thing. If you'd like to make Jesus Christ Lord and Savior of your life, you can speak it by faith, and it will come immediately in the natural. Your eyes will be opened in a new and glorifying way, and the windows of opportunity in relationship with God will be endless to you. Let's pray this prayer together if you'd like to receive Jesus as Lord and Savior. Lord Jesus, come into my heart. Forgive me of my sins. I believe that you were born of a virgin, that you suffered and died on the cross of Calvary in my place to save my life. I believe that you died and that you rose again and are victoriously seated at the Father's right hand. Father, I receive Jesus now as Lord and Savior of my life, and therefore I thank you that my name is now written in the Lamb's Book of Life for the balance of my days. Holy Spirit, I welcome you. Renew me. Change me. Save me. As I have asked Jesus Christ into my heart as Lord and Savior of my life. I thank you for your power that has come alive on the inside of me. Teach me and renew me in the spirit of my mind, for I am now a new creation in Christ Jesus. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. Well, if you prayed that prayer, I want to welcome you into the family of God. I pray that this broadcast has made a significant impact in your thinking, especially toward yourself today. I'd like to ask you to continue to be a guest at each and every broadcast, to tap in, to tune in to what God is speaking to his people. He desires a relationship with you. And through his relationship with you, he desires for you to develop a relationship with yourself that will help to build you up and to establish you so that you can be the best that he created you to be, that you can be an adder to the kingdom of God through your life, through his word, through your prayers, because the prayers of the righteous avail much, much power. So I am so excited for you as you've joined in the best family ever, the body of Christ. Until next time, which I want you to tune into the broadcast to find out when you'll meet up with me again, I want you to go back into the archives of this broadcast and really delve in and study the things that we've gone over, as I'll be doing the same. And we'll meet again very soon right here at Jesus is Hot magazine. So until then, I love you. Be blessed, be encouraged, and be edified by the unchanging word of God. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.